USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leaders say the working class will have to pay for the infrastructure and social safety net spending bills. House Republicans, including Minority Whip Steve Scalise, believe that Americans who make less than $400,000 a year are already dealing with the rising cost of everyday needs.
Gasoline's up over 40%. When you go to the grocery store, you're paying 30 or 40% more. If you want to buy a new appliance for your house, you're going to wait months and months and still pay a higher cost for it.
In a Senate hearing on Tuesday, Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley and General Kenneth McKenzie of the Central Command confirmed that President Biden got their advice regarding leaving 2,500 troops behind in Afghanistan. President Biden said during a previous interview that no military advisors recommended leaving troops in place. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the founder of Youngevity and veterinarian physician. And I'm the guy that figured out the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis. I'm the guy that found the cause, prevention, and cure of muscular dystrophy. And then I figured out the cause and prevention of son of a death syndrome. You don't hear about those three diseases anymore because in federal lawsuits, we were able to force the manufacturers of baby formulas to put these nutrients in the baby formulas. And those three diseases, cystic fibrosis and muscular dystrophy, were not genetic diseases. They were just simple nutritional deficiencies. In son of a death syndrome, crib death was not due to mother laying on the babies. Only 2% of the babies were in bed with their mothers when they died. 98% were in cribs. We had that nutrient put into the baby formulas, and we ended crib death. 20 years ago, one child died of crib death per 100 normal births. Today is one per 3,000 normal births. And if everybody would give all the 90 essential nutrients to these kids, none of them would die. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.